Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, hi there. Welcome to Odyssey. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but most folks around here call me Whit. Why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting Adventure in Odyssey?
You invited him to dinner?
Absolutely not.
Oh, here. Pass me your plates.
No!
I don't feel good.
She should see a doctor.
Stop! You got a death wish, man? Come on, Brianna, let's get out of here.
Wait. Where will you go tonight?
Go back to Odyssey!
So, Whit, what's the new Wits Inn gonna look like?
Oh, very similar to this one, Tom, with a few changes.
Uh-huh.
Here, I got the blueprint.
Oh, good.
All right, now, let's see. We'll have the counter here.
Uh-huh.
The manager's office will be upstairs, along with the Bible room.
Yeah, well, it looks almost exactly like this one.
Well, that's the way Mary wants it.
Well, is that the way you want it?
Well, I don't see any reason to fix what isn't broken. Why? I mean, is there something broken that I don't know about?
Oh, no, there's nothing broken. I just, well, it's a different audience in Connellsville. I know some of these kids. I'm not sure how they'll respond to some of these things you got going here.
Well, I don't think they're that different, Tom.
Really? Well, in what part of Connellsville is this place going to be?
Well, here, take a look.
Uh-huh.
There. It's right there on the northern edge, right where Connellsville's growing.
Uh-huh.
Corner of Carnegie and Bristol.
Oh.
There's a shopping center down the street here, and a brand new housing development back in here.
Hmm.
What's the matter?
Oh, nothing. I just expected something else.
Well, what did you expect?
Well, this is a nice suburban area.
I know. Mary says there are a lot of churches and Christian organizations around, too. It should get a lot of support from the community. Why?
Maybe it's because of the people that come to the Timothy Center. But lately I've had such a heart for the kids in Oswald Heights, I know how much they need a place like Whit's Inn. I kind of wish it could have gone there.
Well, I can certainly see your point, Tom, but I am dealing with business people. I doubt any of them would want to build it in Oswald Heights.
Yeah, I suppose.
It's just a practical thing.
I know. Can't wait to see it.
Well, now, the location is not carved in stone.
It's not?
Well, no. This is just a proposed site.
It just seems to me that the reason you did this was to reach more people. This would be your chance to connect with some that have hardly even heard the name of Jesus. I know a few of these kids, and they are tough. But they're reachable. They need a place like Whit's Inn more than anyone.
Well, I suppose I can talk to Mary about this.
It couldn't hurt.
What could she say?
Absolutely not.
Well, I know this is not the perfect location for a business.
Not the perfect location? Mr. Whittaker, the rats are moving out.
But look at all these kids.
These kids won't be able to sustain a business for longer than 5 minutes. I understand your concerns, but we do have a bottom line. We won't be able to make this work if we ignore some simple business principles. One of which is, don't put your business in a location where people will be afraid to walk.
Oh, I know that, Mary. I have a different principle that keeps popping into my head. Those who are well have no need for a doctor. These are the kids who need us more than the kids who live in the suburbs with the malls and a church on every corner.
The board will never agree to it.
Well, it wouldn't hurt to ask.
It's a waste of time.
Mary, I've thought about this a lot the past 2 days, and I think it's the right thing to do. If you want me to be involved in this project, then we're going to have to try.
You're going to doom the whole thing before it even gets started.
I don't think I am. I know you may not understand this, but I've tried to make it clear that I'm not doing it to make profits. I think it's what God wants me to do.
Well, let's just hope God's with me when I present this to the board, or I may get laughed out of the room.
Thank you. Connie, I need to talk to you about something.
Okay.
What are you doing?
Oh, Mitch and I are chatting online.
Well, I'll just come back a little later, then.
No, that's okay. I can listen and type at the same time.
All right. You see, I'm trying to convince Mary to move the new Connellsville shop to Oswald Heights.
Oswald Heights?
Yeah.
That's kind of risky, isn't it? Ooh, I don't know.
Well, it may not work out at all now. The board may pull the plug on the whole thing.
I'm sorry. Mitch just typed something funny.
Well, listen, I'll just come back when you're done.
No, that's okay. What's going on? Tell me.
Well, this decision affects you, because I may have to spend extra time in Connellsville for the next month or so.
Uh-huh.
You know, just to get this off the ground. With Eugene so busy at the college lately, it's really up to you and Nick to hold down the fort. Are you going to be available?
Oh, yeah, sure. The Timothy Center's got some small conferences the next few weeks, and Tom's not going to need me as much.
Well, I could call Jack and see if he's available.
No, I can handle it.
Well, I'm just afraid if I don't put my full effort into this project, it'll die and remove what could be the only light these kids will have. Okay, I'll just come back later.
Oh, wait. Mitch mentioned earlier that he wanted to talk to you.
Oh.
You want to chat with him?
Well, about what?
Devil in White.
What's that?
You haven't heard of it? It's a new Novacom show. It's got some problems.
Well, tell him I haven't seen the show, but I'll look into it.
Okay.
I must say, I haven't seen this family programming they said they were going to have. All that I've seen so far has been unashamed immorality and mindless violence.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Whit?
Oh, hi, Mary.
You got your wish.
What?
I don't understand it, but the board agreed unanimously. They're putting the new Whit's End in Oswald Heights.
Oh, you're kidding.
I wish I were. This better work.
Oh, I'll do my best to make it work, Mary.
Join hundreds of thousands of students who will share their faith on Bring Your Bible to School Day on October 1st. This event empowers Christian students of all ages to speak God's grace and truth into the culture around them, starting with two simple steps, bringing their Bibles to school and sharing what God's Word means to them. Sign up and be counted. Text the word Bible to 72,000 or visit bringyourbible.org. While school may look different this year, God's Word stands forever.
In Connellsville, construction will begin immediately on a new ice cream shop and activity center. It will be an outgrowth of Mary's Story Shop, a chain of children's bookstores with locations across the country. They plan to make this store very similar to Whit's End, a popular ice cream shop in Odyssey. In a surprise move, it will go up in the Oswald Heights District, an area of town traditionally avoided by business owners for years. Many believe the district could use a facelift, but others are opposed to the new construction.
They've got no idea what they're doing. The place is going to go under in 3 days. An ice cream shop? This is Oswald Heights, not Nice Valley Falls.
They're tearing down the best place in the whole city. This is our place, and we're not giving it up. We don't want ice cream. We want our hangout.
John Whitaker, who owns the prototype shop in Odyssey, had a different view of the building to be torn down.
The building there now has become a drug hangout. I really believe that we can give kids in that area an alternative. If nothing else, that's what the new Whit's End can be.
Demolition is scheduled for Thursday.
Mary!
Whit!
I thought this place was supposed to be down by now.
It's been a nightmare. All these people showed up to protest.
Go back to Odyssey! Yeah!
A few of them got through the fence and hid out in there, so we couldn't demolish the place.
Huh.
I called the police, and they've finally gotten everything under control.
Well, I had no idea this was such a hot issue. I knew the kids were upset, but what are all these adults doing here?
Some politician promised them this place was going to become a community center. But that was 10 years ago, and nothing ever came of it.
Huh.
Probably never will. But I can't convince them of that. They'd rather have a community center than our shop.
No.
I think we're ready, though. The police have given me the go-ahead. Pete?
Yeah?
Go ahead and bring it down.
Will do.
Whit, keep an eye on the locals. It may get ugly here when the walls start coming down.
Wait, Wait a minute. Stop the tractor.
Why?
I saw someone in the window.
Wait, that's impossible.
No, someone was in the building. Tell him to stop.
Pete, hold up for a second.
Stop?
Yes.
Here, hand me the walkie-talkie. Is there anyone in here? If there is, please answer. We're about to tear down this building, and it's very dangerous for you to be here. Hello, who's there?
I like birthday cards. What do you like?
I like Christmas.
Hello.
I like bubblegum.
Excuse me.
Oh, hi.
Hi. What are you doing?
Playing with my dolls. I like ice skating. I like...
How did you get in here?
Rabbits. I like jump rope.
Never mind. Listen, I need to get you out. Do you think you could come with me?
My brother's coming back soon.
Your brother? Is he in the building?
No, he's visiting J.D.
Is J.D. a friend?
Yes.
When is he supposed to be back?
He said soon.
Pete? Pete, hang on a minute. There's a girl up here and maybe someone else. What's your name?
Brianna. You want an orange?
No, thank you. Brianna, I'd really like you to come with me.
Where are we going?
Just out front.
Well, okay, but I have to come back so my brother can find me.
We'll find your brother.
They've combed every inch of the place. We're ready to go.
Okay.
Who's your friend?
Oh, this is Brianna.
Hi, Brianna.
I need to find my brother. He said he'd be back.
Where did your brother go?
To visit J.D.
How long has he been gone?
About 3 days.
Your brother left you in an abandoned building for 3 days?
I went out a few times, but he told me he'd come back here. Oh, there he is.
Hey, who are you? What are you doing with my sister?
We had to get her out.
They're nice, Tony.
What's up with this fence? Hey!
Oh, no!
What's going on?
The building's being demolished.
No! Stop! Stop!
What's the matter?
That's our home.
You...
No!
You live here?
Then where have you been the last 3 days?
Stop him!
Where are your parents? Stay here. I'm going to get the police.
Come on, Brianna. Let's get out of here.
Yeah.
Just come on.
Wait. Where will you go tonight?
Oh, poor girl. They'll find another place.
Yeah, I suppose.
The Adventures in Odyssey Club is the online place for your Adventures in Odyssey fan. And with a 2-week free trial, you can listen to over 800 audio dramas, plus exclusive member content and activities. Start your free trial today at aioclub.org/free trial.
Defending truth, justice, and lots more truth. It's Captain Absolutely. And now you can read the entire comic series in one book. An explosion at the local library traps Josiah King in a room full of Bibles and radioactive fumes. That powerful combination transforms Josiah into a superhero. Created by Odyssey's own Wooten Bassett, join Captain Absolutely in his fight against Dr. Relative. Pick up your copy now at witsend.org. That's witsend.org.
Want to contact us about the episodes you're hearing? Visit our website at adventuresinodyssey.com or talk to someone at Focus on the Family. Call 1-800-A-FAMILY, with a parent's permission, of course. We always love hearing from you.
Whit, I'm so glad you're here.
Oh, hello, Connie.
That big order didn't come in. I couldn't find the number to call. We're out of everything.
The number's by the phone in my office.
Oh, okay, great. And Mary's called about 5 times.
Oh.
She said you missed a meeting this afternoon.
Oh, that's right.
Did you know your cell phone's not working? There's no signal.
Oh, I guess I've been using it so much the batteries went dead.
Well, why didn't you recharge it?
I'm sorry, Connie. I've had some things on my mind.
Something besides both of the shops you're managing?
Yes.
Well, that's okay. But let me know when you can concentrate again. Things are kind of slipping through the cracks around
yes,
here.
Yes, I know. Connie, you know what?
What?
I have to do something. If Mary calls back, tell her I'm sorry and that I'll meet with her at 5 like we planned.
All right. Whit?
Yes?
Are you okay?
Well, I have to work something out. I'll be fine.
Oh, I know Tony. He's got a sister, right?
Yes, Brianna.
Yeah. He's the leader of a gang called the Brothers. We deal with him a lot. In fact, we had to arrest him just last week because he robbed a grocery store. Had to spend a few days in JD.
JD?
Juvenile detention.
Oh, I see. Do you know what happened to his parents?
Not sure. Tony and Brianna have been in and out of foster care over the last few years, but as you can imagine, he's a hard kid to place. Not many people interested in parenting a teenage hoodlum.
Huh, I see.
They even got split up a couple of times, but Tony wouldn't have it. They ran away and moved in with their cousin, got him to be their legal guardian. Cousin's not exactly an upstanding citizen, so I don't expect they spend a whole lot of time there.
Yeah, I know. They lived in an abandoned building.
Well, officially, they live with their cousin.
Could I have the address?
Actually, there's a better place to look.
Oh, where?
A bunch of teens hang out down below the bridge on 14th Street. Tony's gang's usually around, but it can get pretty dangerous. You'd better be careful.
Excuse me. I'm looking for two people, a brother and sister, Tony and Brianna.
Who's asking?
My name's John. I just need to speak with them for a moment.
Tony doesn't usually take visitors.
Well, I'll just look for them myself.
Hey, where are you going? You're on the Brothers' property.
This is public property.
You got a death wish, man?
Oh, there they are. Tony.
Tony, you want me to get rid of this guy?
Forget it. I'll handle him. No problem. What are you doing here?
I just wanted to see if you were okay. And to say I'm sorry for destroying your home.
You're not sorry. You just want your building.
That's not true.
Sure it is. You wouldn't be here otherwise, trying to make nice with the locals.
Tony!
You're a little late to be making friends with me. My guitar was in that building, and a whole notebook full of songs I wrote. That's not even talking about what you did to my sister. We slept out here last night, and she caught a cold. Listen to her.
She should see a doctor.
Doctors don't really like people with no money and no insurance.
She could have a fever. Brianna, come here.
Don't lay a hand on her.
Look, she's burning up. I'll take her in. I'll pay for it.
Forget it. Get out of here.
She could have pneumonia or something. I'm taking her in.
No.
She's your sister.
Mommy, I don't feel good. Maybe we should.
I guess it's the least you could do.
All right, my car's over there.
Well, the x-rays are showing a light case of pneumonia. I'm glad you brought her in. It could have gotten a lot worse.
But she's gonna be okay.
Oh, yes. It's bacterial, so I'll prescribe some antibiotics for her. But over the next few days, she needs lots of rest and liquids, and she especially needs to keep warm. Do you have a warm place to stay?
Yes.
Where?
You're coming to my house.
What?
You and Brianna are staying with me until she gets better.
Why would we do that?
Because you've got nowhere else to go. I've got more potatoes if you want some.
Sure.
Me too.
Oh, here, pass me your plates. I've got a lot of questions. Any chance of you answering them?
Tell you what. You answer mine, and I'll answer yours.
Oh, okay.
Why are you doing all this?
Well, with Brianna sick and knowing you didn't have anywhere else to go, I felt...
Guilty?
Not necessarily.
Yeah, that's what it was. Guilt's pretty cool, though. That's where most of our meals come from. People feeling guilty for having more than us.
Do you really think so?
Sure. The problem is, guilt doesn't last very long. As soon as the guilt's gone and everybody feels better about themselves, it's back to the suburbs for you and back to the heights for me.
Well, not if I can help it, Tony.
What do you mean? You're going to put us up in a tent in your backyard?
No. I'm still trying to figure it out. My turn to ask questions.
Go ahead.
Where are your parents?
Dead.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. How long ago did they die?
4 years.
You've been without a home for 4 years?
We were in foster care for some of that. Didn't work out.
Well, what about your cousin?
He's an alcoholic. We don't stay there. And you've asked more questions than I did.
Okay. I'm done.
Do you have any more juice?
Oh, sure, Brianna. Here you go. Oh, I'll get that. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Whit. Hey, is everything okay? I've been trying to get a hold of you.
Oh, it seems everybody has. I've been preoccupied.
With what?
Oh, Tom, I'd like you to meet Brianna and Tony.
Tony? Hey, it's good to see you.
Hi, Mr. Riley.
Hi.
You two know each other?
Well, yes, sir. He stayed a week at the Timothy Center. How have you been doing?
Good.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. I'll be coming out there to visit you soon.
All right.
You invited him to dinner?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. See, you're already reaching new people. What'd I tell you?
You were right.
Though, you may want to be a little careful with Tony. He's a little rough around the edges.
Yeah, I know.
Listen, I heard about the people out there giving you some trouble about your shop.
Yeah, I'm not sure what to do about it.
Well, I talked to my friend in Oswald Heights, the one I contacted to bring the kids to Timothy Center.
Uh-huh.
And he told me they're having a neighborhood meeting about your building Thursday night.
A neighborhood meeting, huh?
And he reckons they're going to try to stop you. Well, I figured you might want to go and try to talk them out of it.
Well, I'm not sure talking is going to do much good. Mary, I got a message to meet you here. Oh, what happened to our building?
Vandals. They cut through the fence and destroyed everything the builder's done so far.
Oh, no.
The contractor refuses to work anymore until we can promise him more security.
Well, so let's do it.
Our costs are already going through the roof. We can't keep adding to it. Besides, Whit, they don't want us here. The locals are going to keep doing this until we leave. We need to take the hint. We have to get out of Oswald Heights.
Will the people of Oswald Heights ever let Whit set up his new shop? And what's going to happen to Tony and Brianna? I guess there's only one thing to do. Keep listening. In the meantime, if you have any questions or comments about Adventures in Odyssey, we'd love to hear from you. Our address is Odyssey, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80995. In Canada, write to Box 9800, Vancouver, BC, V6B4G3. And when you write, don't forget to ask how you can get a copy of today's episode. It's called Chains. The address, once again, is Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80995. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Chains was written and directed by Marshall Younger. Our production engineer was Jonathan Crowe. And our executive producer is Paul McCusker. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.
Boy, when's this movie going to start?
Pretty soon. I wonder if they'll do trailers first.
Always.
Ooh, curtain's opening. Here we go.
Shh, quiet.
The time is near.
Write what you see and send it to the seven churches.
Nation will rise against nation.
To the angel of the church in Ephesus write, these are the words of him who holds the seven stars in his right hand.
Kingdom against kingdom.
To the angel of the church in Smyrna write, these are the words of him who is the first and the last.
No buildings remain.
To the angel of the church in Pergamum write, these are the words of him who has the sharp two-edged sword.
No waters untainted.
To the angel of the church in Thyatira write, these are the words of the Son of God.
No mountain left standing.
To the angel of the church in Sardis write, these are the words of him who holds the seven spirits of God.
No life unaffected.
To the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these are the words of him who is holy and true.
And no way to escape.
To the angel of the church in Laodicea write, these are the words of the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the ruler of God's creation.
The Word of God presents a New Testament production.
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
Starring Jesus as himself.
Behold, I am coming soon.
It's the book of Revelation.
Blessed is he who keeps the words of the prophecy of this book.
And we don't mind telling you, if you're on the right side, you'll like the ending.
Hey, that looks like a good movie.
You think we should see it?
Everyone will see it.
Whoa, that was weird.
Like he was talking to us.
I was talking to you.
Huh?
So you'd better pay attention.
Okay.
Revelation, based on a true story.
Well, when does it start?
Coming sooner than you think.
Do I have time to get some popcorn first?
Do you really want to take that chance?
Oh boy.
I don't think I can save your seat.